Hi, this is one half of a conjoined twin, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. If you would like to call in, you can call in at 855-915-9636. That was Gold Rush by Taylor Swift, and there will be Taylor Swift for the rest of the hour, because I decided to do, like, a playlist chronicling. This is so pathetic. Taylor and Joe Alwyn's breakup. If you don't know who Joe Alwyn is, no one does, because he's kind of like a flop British actor that Taylor was in a relationship with for 6 years, and she had the whole fandom believing that he was the one. But as this playlist will reveal, he was not, in fact, the one. And yeah, so I wish I had, like, more time to, like, chronicle the sort of, like, lore behind it, because I am a really big Swiftie. Like, obviously, like, I don't go a single show without playing Taylor Swift, except for last week I did. But generally, I only play her. So up next, we have Gorgeous and, hold on, I have to, like, think about, like, how I'm gonna, like, present these. Okay. We have Gorgeous and High Infidelity.
Of your magnetic field being a little too too strong. Slur spoken, wound open, game token. I didn't know you were keeping count. Rain soaking, blind hoping. You said I was freeloading. I didn't know you were keeping count. High infidelity, put on your records and regret me. I bent the truth too far tonight. I was dancing around. Dancing around it, high infidelity. Put on your headphones and burn my city. Your picket fence is sharp as knives. I was dancing around it. Do you really wanna know where I was April 29th? Do I really have to chart the constellations in his eyes? Storm coming, good husband, bad omen. Dragged my feet right down the aisle. At the house, lonely, good money I'd pay if you just know me. Seemed like the right thing at the time. You know there's many different ways that you can kill the one you love. The slowest way is never loving them enough. Do you really wanna know where I was April 29th? Do I really have to tell you how he brought me back to life? High infidelity, put on your records and regret me. I bent the truth too far tonight. I was was dancing around, dancing around it. High infidelity, put on your headphones and burn my city. Your picket fence is sharp as knives. I was dancing around, dancing around it. Do you really want to know where I was April 29th? Do I really have to chart the constellations in his eyes? You know there's many different ways that you can kill the one you love. The slowest way is never loving them enough. High infidelity, put on your records and regret meeting me. I bent the truth too far tonight. I was dancing around, dancing around it. High infidelity, put on your headphones and burn my city. Your picket fence is sharp as knives. I was dancing around, dancing around it. Wound open, game token. I didn't know you were keeping count. Rain soaking, blind hoping. You said I was freeloading. I didn't know you were keeping count. But oh, you were keeping count.
That was High Infidelity by Taylor Swift, and before that was Gorgeous, also by Taylor Swift. I'm not sure why I said by Taylor Swift, because they're all by Taylor Swift. Anyways, I chose Gorgeous because that's what Taylor thinks of Joe Alwyn, or at least thought. Like, he does have ocean blue eyes, looking in hers, and I chose High Infidelity because, okay, I'm not even sure who High Infidelity is about, because she says April 29th, and at that time, like, she was still technically with Calvin Harris, and then after that she started dating Tom Hiddleston, but basically she and Joe Alwyn, like, I think they started having a thing, like, in the summer, but we all know that in summer of 2016, firstly, Taylor got canceled, secondly, she was, like, frolicking around the world with Tom Hiddleston, so if she's, like, falling in love with Joe Alwyn while she's with Tom Hiddleston, then I think there is, like, a High Infidelity type of situation going on. Anyways, up next we have Dress and then Cruel Summer.
Our secret moments in your crowded room, they got no idea about me and you. There is an indentation in the shape of you. Made your mark on me, a golden tattoo. All of this silence and patience, pining and anticipation. My hands are shaking from holding back from you. All of this silence and patience, pining and desperately waiting. My hands are shaking from all this. Say my name and everything just stops. I don't want you like a best friend. Only brought this dress so you could take it. Take it up. Carve your name into my bedpost. eyes cut and my hair bleeds. Even in my worst times, you can see the best of me. Flashback to my mistakes, my rebounds, my earthquakes. Even in my worst lies, you saw the truth in me. And I woke up just in time, now I wake up by your side. My one and only, my lifeline. I woke up just in time, now I wake up by your side. My hands shake, I can't explain this. See my name in every picture.
That was Cruel Summer, and before that was Dress, and I chose those two songs because I think, like, they... Okay, so when Taylor was, like I said, she was going around the world with Tom Hiddleston in the summer of 2016, and also getting canceled. She, in my opinion, I think she had, like, a clandestine thing going on with Joe Alwyn, and so I think, like, Dress and Cruel Summer kind of highlight that, like, situationship-y type of relationship. And then, like, when she went into hiding because she got canceled, that's when she kind of, like, retreated into, like, her own shell and, like, kind of cut off everybody from the world, except for, I guess, like, her family and Joe Alwyn. So the next two songs are kind of, like, her... It's, like, not really... It's not just, like, the, oh, I think, like, you're really good-looking type of vibe, but it's, like, oh, I actually like you. So up next we have Delicate and Labyrinth.
Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me drink. Dive bar on the east side, where you at? Phone lights at my nightstand in the black. Come here, you can meet me in the back. Dark jeans and your Nikes, look at you. Oh damn, never seen that color blue. Just think of the fun things we could do. Cause I like you. Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so like me for me. Yeah, I want you. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me drink. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate. Isn't it delicate? Third floor on the west side, me and you. Handsome, you're a mansion with a view. Do the girls back home touch you like I do? Long night with your hands up in my hair. Echoes of your footsteps on the stairs. Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate. To your eyes, I bring. the plane was going down. How'd you turn it right around?
Oh, I'm falling in love. Oh no, I'm falling in love again. Oh, I'm falling in love. I thought the plane was going down. How'd you turn it all around? Oh, oh, I'm falling in love. Oh no, I'm falling in love.
That was Labyrinth, and before that was Delicate. I'm just gonna do a quick PSA because it is like halftime, and then I'll like go into like why I chose those songs. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands on the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click your health first. This public health message brought to you by Massachusetts Medical Society. Okay, so I chose Delicate and Labyrinth because, like I said, those are sort of like the songs that are about like actually like developing like a proper crush, and you actually like develop feelings for a person. And you already, and this is like important for like the rest of the playlist, definitely by Labyrinth. Why did I say it like that? Definitely by Labyrinth, you can already see like her anxiety. And so many of Taylor's songs about Joe Alwyn are like anxious songs. They're very much rooted in anxiety. Of, you know, how she's like a very, very public figure. And throughout her 20s, like, she's kind of been the poster child of like a crazy girl who like can't keep a guy for like more than 3 months and will write crazy emotional songs about them like all too well, although like as she should. I mean, I've certainly gone crazy over like much, much less, so like 3 months is like nothing. And Cruel Summer also has like anxious like undertones. Delicate also, and so that's why the next three songs we're going to be playing are Cornelia Street, Dancing with Our Hands Tied, and Peace.
We were in the back seat, drunk on something stronger than the drinks in the bar. I rent a place on Cornelia Street, I sit casually in the car. We were a fresh page on the desk, filling in the blanks as we go. As if the street lights pointed in an arrowhead leading us home. And I hope I never lose you, hope it never ends. I never walk Cornelia Street again. That's the kind of heartbreak time could never mend. I never walk Cornelia Street again. And baby, thank you.
Face in an invisible locket. You said there was nothing in the world that could stop it. went out, swaying as the room burned down. I'd hold you as the water rushes in. If I could dance with you again, I'd kiss you as the lights went out, swaying as the room burned down. I'd hold you as the water rushes in. If I could dance with you.
A friend in me. Would it be enough if I could never give you peace? Your integrity makes me seem small. You paint dreamscapes on the wall. I talk shit with my friends. It's like I'm wasting your honor. For the fences, sit with you in the trenches, give you my wild, give you a child, give you the silence that only comes when two people understand each other. Family that I chose, now that I see your brother as my brother. Is it enough? There's robbers to the east, clowns to the west. I'd give you my sunshine, give you my best, but the rain is always gonna come if you're standing with me. But I'm a fire and I'll keep your brittle heart warm. If you cascade, ocean wave blues come. All these people think love's for show, but I would die for your own secret. The devil's in the details, but you got a friend in me. Would it be enough if I could never give you peace? Would it be enough if I could never give you peace? Would it be enough if I could never give you peace?
That was Peace, and before that was Dancing With Our Hands Tied, and before that was Cornelia Street. So like I said, like after I played Labyrinth, that a lot of the songs about Joe Alwyn are like rooted in anxiety, because I don't know if you know this, but when Taylor was like a young kid and also like a teenager, she was a loser. Like nobody wanted to be friends with her. She actually, I remember an interview or whatever, she said that she asked some like cool girls at her middle school or something if they wanted to go to the mall, and they were like, no, we're like busy or whatever, we have some other stuff to do. So she went there, I think like with her mom, and then she saw the group of girls there. So yeah, like she never really had any friends, and she, I think like ever since like her childhood, she's always kind of been chasing for like people's like love and attention. Like, hello, she wrote Mirrorball, she wrote Bejeweled, she wrote Mastermind. Okay, like, and also in the song Mastermind, which is not on this playlist, she said like, no one wanted to play with me as a little kid, so I've been scheming like a criminal ever since to make you love me and make it seem effortless. So that's like pretty like obvious that she just like wants someone to like love her and like be obsessed with her. So in Cornelia Street, because like so many of her relationships in the past have lasted like maybe 3-4 months tops, in Cornelia Street she's like, I hope I never lose you, hope this never ends, I'll never walk Cornelia Street again, because Joe, I think, is like at that point has been like the best sort of boyfriend-ish type of figure that she's ever had, and he's really been her anchor as like someone that has like a very like normal-ish life compared to her. And she's like doing everything she can to like hold on to that, because also at this point, remember, in 2016 nobody liked her, the whole world turned against her because of that edited tape that Kanye and Kim put out. And in Dancing With Our Hands Tied and Peace, I think like those songs are about like how she like recognizes that she's like extremely famous, and she's under so much scrutiny, and she's like under a microscope from, you know, the media and everything. And so she's basically saying like, I'm also gonna like hold on to this as tight as I can, but also like, is it gonna be enough if I can never give you peace, because I'm extremely famous and the media is also gonna follow you all around because you're like connected to me. And then those songs are like considered her love song sort of, but then in hindsight of the breakup and whatever, those songs, and amongst others, they really reveal the cracks of the foundation that that eventually like make the house start tumbling down. Especially in Peace, when she's like, your integrity makes me seem small, you paint dreamscapes on the wall, I talk bleep with my friends, I'm wasting your honor. So a lot of the songs are kind of paint Joe in like this savior-ish light, because I guess in 2016 he kind of did save her, and so she just like wants to like hold on to that, and she's like really putting him on a pedestal. But let's be honest, like Taylor is kind of like, she's the diamond, she's the shining jewel, and Joe was kind of always just her handbag. But nevertheless, like because of her anxiety of like not being able to like hold on to people, and wanting to hold on to Joe, she kind of like starts acting out, and it's sort it like her anxiety like manifests in like self-sabotaging ways. So that's why we have up next False God and Afterglow.
We were crazy to think that this could work. Remember how I said I'd die for you? We were stupid to jump in the ocean separating us. Remember how I fly to you? And I can't talk to you when you're like this, staring out the window like I'm not your favorite town.
I'm New York City. I still do it for you, babe. They all warned us about times like this. They say the road gets hard and you get lost when you're led by blind faith. Blind faith. But we might just get away. Love. I know heaven's a thing. I go there when you touch me, honey. Hell is when I fight with you. But we can patch it up good. Make confessions and we're begging for forgiveness. Got the wine for you. Talk to me when I'm like this. Daring you to leave me just so I can try and scare you. You're the West Village. You still do it for me, babe. They all warned us about times like this. They say the road gets hard and you get lost when you're led by blind faith. Blind faith.
Ultraviolet morning light below tells me this love is worth a fight. Oh, I lived like an island, punished you with silence, went off like sirens, just crying. Why'd I have to break what I love so much? It's on your face. Don't walk away, I need to say.
I don't wanna lose this with you. fine, even when I lose my mind. I need to say, tell me that it's not my fault. Tell me that I'm all you want, even when I break your heart. I need to say, hey, it's all me in my head. I'm the one who burned us down, but it's not what I meant. Sorry that I hurt you.
That was Afterglow, and before that was A False God. And okay, I will just like explain these quite quickly. So like I said, with the three previous songs, Cornelia Street, Dancing with Our Hands Tied, and Peace, like those songs reveal sort of the cracks in the foundations of the house that will come crashing down like a month ago. And False God is kind of her like anxiety manifesting in a way that sabotages the relationship, because she's like certain that, oh, it's not gonna last, like something's gonna happen and they're just gonna, like, Joe's just gonna leave. And in Afterglow, it's like the fight, well, I guess it's like the aftermath of the fight. And it's kind of like her song from Midnight's The Great War, which is also just like, oh, I fought with my boyfriend. And like, yeah, The Great War has like really like poetic imagery. But I just feel like Afterglow is a better psychological portrait of her and how like her brain works when she's like fighting with Joe. Like in the bridge, she's like, hold on. Tell me that's not my fault. Tell me that I'm all you want, even when I break your heart. Tell me that you're still mine. Tell me that we'll be just fine, even when I lose my mind. And she's like, I don't want to lose this with you. Like, please stay with me. Like, I'm really sorry. Like, this is my fault. Well, like, maybe it's, like, also Joe's fault. We don't know. So that's why, like, she's just, like, an anxious person. She has an anxious attachment style. Like, let's be honest. Up next, we have This Is Me Trying, which is not a song about Joe, but I feel like it kind of represents what I think, what I speculate to be her psyche. Oh yeah, and I guess this is the end of my hour, but I will be subbing for TK, and I will be continuing this Taylor Joe saga for another hour. So if you're into that, stay tuned. Here is This Is Me Trying.
Bye. became a sphere. Fell behind all my classmates and I ended up here. Pouring out my heart to a stranger, but I didn't pour the whiskey. I just wanted you to know that this is me trying. I just wanted you to know that this is me trying. Flashback in a film reel on the one screen in my town. And I just want